KNKX connects to Port Angeles and the Northern Olympic Peninsula. At Port Angeles High School, students can take classes in Clallam, the language spoken by the Jamestown, Port Gamble, and Elwha tribes. 88.5's Jeffrey Reddick visited one of those classes.
Jamie Valadez has been teaching Clallam language classes since 1999. When I arrived on Tuesday, her class of six second-year students welcomed me.
Gabe Sensnash, Eshwan, Iskla, Imsen, E. Maka, Enachi, Chayu, Shatshok, St. Chi, and Stachi, KNKX, Siok.
Jamie Valadez translated.
Welcome. We are glad that you arrived, KNKX, from Seattle, our friend.
The day's lesson was about a story told by Ed Sampson, a Clallam elder. The events of the story took place in Puyallup in the 1920s.
A lot of the work that tribal people could get was in the hop fields in the late summer when you harvest.
E Nutsu Squatchy E Hiatsa Nusklaitum Swaitka O.
This story is one of 350 that were transcribed from tapes of elders. Those transcriptions are the building blocks of the Clallam Dictionary and grammar books the students are reading from now. One of the students wrote a translation of this story in English. It involves a contest between two masters, one Clallam and one Puyallup.
And they both had spiritual powers, and there was a pipe. And what they would do is see who's stronger, so they would put power into the, like, load it. And then they would put it on the water and it would, use its powers and go across to the other side. And then it ended up choosing whoever was the powerfulest.
Who was the more powerful?
The Clallam.
Jamie Valadez says students begin by learning an international alphabet developed by linguists for tribes that didn't traditionally have a writing system.
We can go to a conference and compare our dictionary with other tribes who are using this international font system. And we can read their writing.
I'm curious, what's the hardest part?
The popping of the words, like the basic parts of the words, or like how you pronounce them.
So there's like eight letters that have ejective sounds. You pop it out. So I think the line you had the most popping sounds.
Suk eyes, eyes, tongue, unsa, paak, taak, we are, stoutly.
This is a dictionary in front of us that's 3 inches thick. That's a lot of words.
Yeah.
How is the language adapted to account for things that wouldn't have been around 300 years ago?
It's a living language. You can create words. So what's the word for mirror over there? We didn't have mirrors before. Something to look at. The root word is kwanu, right? You're looking at yourself.
Valadez says the language is adaptable in other ways. There are instructional videos online and texting apps for smartphones with autocorrect. I asked her if tribal elders were resistant to the idea of having Clallam taught in public schools, places where indigenous traditions used to be erased.
Oh, yeah, these elders here, they got in trouble for speaking at school. Adeline talked about that a lot. So she was very surprised and happy and couldn't believe it.
When Valadez started this work, she simply wanted to preserve the Clallam language. But her mission grew to include instruction. She's been teaching long enough now that some of her current students are the children of former students. They have something their grandparents didn't.
You know, a lot of my family elders, you know, they didn't grow up with the language. Like my grandma's youngest brother, you know, he couldn't speak the language. He asked my great-grandfather, can you teach me the language? And he said, well, who are you going to talk to?
Do you feel like now that there's people you can talk to?
Sometimes I can talk with Gabe and Gary, sometimes in a joking way, but that's how some of our elders were. They tease each other in the language. Or, you know, Jamie, sometimes I'll text her in the language, you know, English at all. You know, there's some people like in Statichlam with Jamestown, they're starting to use it more. You know, some of them, it's just small sentences that they understand.
Learning to speak as their ancestors did not only builds a network with friends and members of other tribes, it reestablishes communication with those who've passed on, the people who only spoke Clallam. In that way, this class is about more than language. It's about creating a stronger connection with the past in order to build a more robust structure for the future. Jeffrey Reddick, 88.5 News.